Yeah, that's that mince meat is, I always did like mince meat pie, and that makes good mince meat. And I like the old, we used to call it hog head cheese, you know. I don't know what the, I think that's what they call it now in the butcher shop, is that made out of the head, you know. And then a long time we call it souse meat, you know. And mole that, if they'd get that cut off of there, it'd be a lot of fat mixed in there with it, you know, and everything. And they'd cook that. And they'd mold it, you know, let it pour it up in something, you know, and then they'd slice it off, you know. And it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
How did you salt things down, or what did you salt down? What did you smoke? Would you tell me about that?
Well, we salted it all down, all the meat. On the pork, well, we salted it all down. Of course, in later years, we used the hickory smoke, they called it. Morton puts out a hickory smoke, you know, that gives it a hickory smoke flavor. The salt's got it in it, you know. But we used to just salt it down with just common salt, and when we figure it had got cured out, why, I think about a day for like a ham, let it stay in salt for about a day for each pound that it would weigh. And then we'd take it out of there, out of that salt, and cut a hole right close to the shank of the ham and the shoulders, and we'd take something like a hay hook and hook in there, you know, and then you had a handle, and we'd make us a big pot of water. We'd have it out there and just let it get boiling and wait till it burns down so you wouldn't have to stand right over the fire, but your water's hot. And you'd wash that meat real good in that, you know, and maybe take a rag and wash it and clean it up and lay it out on some boards, on some workhorses, and let it dry. And while it's drying, well, we'd sprinkle that with a solution of all pepper and borks, and it seemed like there was something else, but that was the most, usually a red pepper and borks. And we'd sprinkle that with that, and then we'd hang it up in the smokehouse, and we cut some hickory withes with a fork in them. And you cut one of these forks off short here and leave the other one long, and you bring the thing around and tie it and made a loop on it. And you string them on poles in the smokehouse, and you hang that meat on them hooks. And then build you a fire and use hickory chips. They called it hickory bark, you know, but we'd just get the chip, just cut it and build a fire and let that meat smoke for 10 or 12 days, maybe.
Well, that long?
Yeah. Till it just got real yellow. It'd just be pretty yellow color, you know, and you could just smell it when you went in there. Well, that had a good flavor. Of course, they got to putting out a salt that's got hickory smoke in it. And it makes pretty good meat, but I still like the old way of curing that and smoking it with hickory chips, and it sure does make some good meat.
Did you smoke anything other than hams?
Yeah, we smoked all of it that we